This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
J.J. Watt, the best player to many in this organization's history, was on Pat McAfee. And I want to first go to J.J. talking about his level of concern about the Texans holding a players-only meeting, because I think this is interesting of where he goes. He is clearly not a fan. I wonder how many of them he ran into himself. But this is J.J. Watt on Pat McAfee. As we've heard, the Texans have had reportedly maybe a couple of players-only meetings. Here's J.J. Watt's thoughts on them.
Players only mean they are sitting on top of the AFC South, but what's your level of concern with that going forward?
Oh, no.
I have heard that there was a long players-only meeting. I am on record in the past discussing players-only meetings and what those generally mean for an organization. When I saw the first half on Sunday, I was very close to tweeting out, maybe it's the first players-only meeting in history that was productive and positive and worked. And then the second half happened. So I'm hoping that something more positive comes out. Maybe they need to be longer. Maybe they need to double the length of players-only.
Wasn't it they were saying 2 hours?
Yeah, multiple hours.
Jeez. I did hear 2 hours. I have no direct sources, but I did hear two
what
hours.
What the
is an extensive.
Are you doing for 2 hours? Everybody on the team got 10 minutes? All right, everybody in here gets 10 minutes. Kaimi, you're first. Fairbairn, what are your thoughts?
I missed the 58-yarder. It's the first 50-yarder that I've ever missed, seemingly, this year, and we got to be better attention. Okay, long snapper, Weeks, get up there, pal. What do you got? Okay, CJ, Will, Nico, is it everybody talking? Is there a presentation?
It's a long meeting, man. It's a long meeting. I don't know what. That's just a long meeting in general. 2 hours. Doesn't matter if it's the head coach running it, if it's the players running it. That's a long time to be in that meeting room.
I hope there was a presentation. A
lot to take from there. I think the number one thing is John Weeks, number two. And he had a nickname for him, Weeksy. Like, it ain't just. He looked it up. He's got.
Oh, McAfee went kicker, deep snapper. You know,
yeah,
he's an old punter. So
that's pretty. Yeah, he's got those. Yeah, he's got those. So apparently, JJ, as you can hear the how much of a joke it is to him with the players only meetings, and they had that at 6-3 after the Jets game. Apparently, by the way, folks, that they have it's been reported they may have had another one, and there could be another one on the way again. So that'd be three in about a week and a half. This, to me, is my favorite part where I feel like we need all hands on deck. Those of you on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, I need you to listen closely. Those of you on the on YouTube and Twitch as well, I think we got to figure out which players fit the mold of what JJ's going to discuss here. So I need you to listen closely because he's going to take us inside the locker room of how the dreaded players-only meetings go. So think in your mind who this thing pertains to on who would play these roles for this current Texans team.
There is a lot of, like, there's one guy up there that's like, hey, guys, I'm going to take control of this. We're going to get this under control right away. And there's a lot of people in the room rolling their eyes, laying back in their seats, kind of waiting. And then there's definitely one guy speaking that should not be speaking in front of the team ever.
Every time.
For sure. And he's going to try and rally the troops and really give his go of it, what he's seeing from the sidelines that he thinks the team needs to work on.
Nice.
And that guy's always a f***ing idiot.
Yes. Yep. Always. That is true. Yeah, every team has that too, yeah.
And then somebody tries to bring it back around, and they're like, all right, so what we're going to take away from this is that we all need to come in a little earlier. We all need to stay a little later. We all need to really give it a good go this week, as the Jets say, 3 good weeks of practice. We need that, and then we're going to be good. And it just ends, and everybody leaves and immediately starts talking to their close clique of friends like, God, that was
them. Talking about everybody's speech.
Like, can you believe What's-His-Nuts got up there and said, like, he played one snap one time, and he thinks he can tell us how to play? Like,
all right, this is good. This is good, guys. Whoever What's-His-Nuts is.
If laughing was part of getting horny, that would have been a football horny clip, by the way. That is so spot on. Unfortunately, I've been a part of many of these. As a player and as a bench rider, both. God, he's so spot on, man.
All right, let's get this here. Let's get this here. Who's the, because we've got, I've got it here, the take control guy, the person who is the Martin Maldonado of this thing. Who is the take control guy? We got to find out the guy who shouldn't be speaking. And the way that JJ kind of laid that out, it seems like a guy that's really kind of a guy that don't get a lot of playing time, the guy that's just kind of really over the team stuff but sits on the bench and still believes he's a leader somehow, Tim Tebow-like. And then the bring it back around guy to kind of go ahead and kind of build off the take control guy. So we've got to figure out who plays the part in this. Those of you on the text line, jump in. Who is that? Let's start here. Who's the take control guy? I think there are a couple of candidates here. Jim Ward seems like the guy to me that runs right out here and tried to start.
Oh, that's a good one.
It feels like I'm not saying that's it. There's probably some other thoughts. I feel like Jim Ward is a guy that tried to come in here and take control of this piece.
I would go with Aziz Alshire.
Not bad. That's good.
That's solid.
That's good. Just arrived, but that's good.
I was stuck between Aziz and possibly Danielle Hunter. He's a little more soft-spoken at his pressers and stuff, but you can tell he gets real.
I think Danielle is in the JJ range. I think Danielle is the one sitting down, rolling his eyes.
Come on, JJ.
Wasting my time when I could be sitting at home, you know, meditating, because I feel like that's what he does.
Working out.
A lot. Like, I feel like he's that guy. So, I could see that. Some people are texting in Eric Murray. Ooh, I think there's another role for Eric Murray. I don't know that. I don't think this is.
Take control.
Al Shire's coming in. Someone said Davis Mills is the take control guy over my dead body. Davis Mills is.
Is that who Davis bought your jersey? Is that who bought the jersey from you, Tyler?
Yeah. Davis Mills didn't do this. All right. So I like that. Aziz, maybe Jim Ward. I think he's in the running. Let's go here. The shouldn't speak guy. The guy that maybe kind of rides the bench a little bit, the guy that takes it, that's taking this thing a little serious.
I know mine. I know mine.
What's yours?
It is very specific to what is going on just right now this season in Houston for the Texans. He's not necessarily a bench rider. Might as well be. I'm going with Dalton Schultz. He better not be right now at this point in the season, given everything that he's put on tape and everything he's shown me out in the field. Nah, bro. Ooh. Sit your happy ass down. I don't need to hear from your soft ass.
No. I feel like he's thinking about the game. I think he's sitting there thinking about how quickly he can get to his PS5, and he's annoyed by this thing. Someone rolling in, Kenyon Green was the guy on there. Kenyon Green just trying. Ooh, I like that. Des King was the guy who didn't know he was about to get cut, but he was the guy on the practice squad that is rolling. I think Des King's a good one. Christian Harris is the guy that shouldn't speak, but then steps up and speaks. You got one.
Man, I think there's a couple, but they're not bench riders either.
I got one.
I think Tytus Howard is one that should not speak.
Yes. Same realm as Dalton Schultz. Right,
well, I just don't think he's viewed as a leader, and I think there's a level of silliness there a lot of the times. I'm not even talking about piling on because he's my stock down guy this week. But I also thought of Robert Woods being a guy that probably shouldn't speak, given he didn't play much. But I'm gonna be honest with you. I was pretty set on Tytus. I think Tyler's right. There is Dalton Schultz.
Are off here.
I think it's good.
I got it.
I like Dalton Schultz.
Said nope.
Kendrick Green.
Well, I mean, hell, it's
Kendrick Green fits the mold. Is sitting on the bench. I feel like Kendrick Green is somebody that gets on the offensive line's nerves when they come over to the sideline, and he's got pointers every time about what he should do. This, I think, Kendrick Green is that guy. Hey, man, I was in Pittsburgh, man. Like, I'll do anything
Kendrick
for the...
Kendrick Green.
Not Kenyon.
Yeah, not Kendrick. Kendrick.
Kendrick Green. I was in... Yeah, I played fullback for the team here. I've done it. I've done it all. I'll go and play fullback. Kendrick Green is the guy. Man, if you don't sit your happy ass down.
That's a good
one. All right,
one.
MJ Stewart was my second one. All right, now let's get to the final one.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.